Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com. This is your daily industry news update for January 25th, 2019. In today's news, the CAT program will be used in Canada. A New York City tower appears to be a casualty of the area's Chinese crackdown. An unattended baby in a walker fell down an escalator in China. And a Brooklyn residential tower is closing in on its 2019 completion.
In late 2018, Elevator World met with the National Association of Elevator Contractors, or NAEC, Education Committee, and three representatives from Canada to discuss the Certified Accessibility and Private Residence Lift Technician, or CAT, program. Developed by Elevator World and NAEC, the two-year training program has been used sporadically in the U.S., but has potential for greater use in Canada due to the country's acceptance of a two-year apprenticeship. The full NAEC Education Committee met in Salisbury, Maryland, at Delaware Elevator's headquarters. The objective is to have the first course ready to be used in Canada in January and to follow with a new course every 2 to 3 months. The goal is that, by the end of the year, technicians on both sides of the border will learn how accessibility codes compare in Canada and the United States.
Work has come to a halt on a planned residential super tall at 151 East 60th Street on the Upper East Side of New York City since a cluster of low-rise buildings was torn down in summer 2017. New York YIMBY reports, observing that the plan by Kaofu Properties and Sumi Properties appears to be the latest casualty of the city's Chinese development bust. Two designs, one by Archerlier Architecture and the other by Cone Peterson Fox, were submitted. A result of China's crackdown on capital outflow, unrealized projects also include 118 East 59th Street, only a block away. That remains an excavated pit.
An unattended 9-month-old baby rolled its walker out of an upper-floor restaurant and fell about halfway down an upward-moving escalator before being rescued by a passerby in a mall in Wuxi, China, on January 18th, the Daily Mail reports. The incident, which was captured on video, shows a man noticing the child tumbling down the escalator as he was riding the downward-moving escalator next to it. He ran the rest of the way down, then ran up the adjacent escalator and grabbed the child, who is believed to have sustained no serious injuries. The baby's mother said she is thankful for the man's quick thinking.
The Greenpoint, developed by Mack Real Estate Group and designed by Ishmael Leva Architects, is approaching completion at 21 India Street, overlooking the East River in Brooklyn, New York, New York YIMBY reports. The 31-story, 392-foot-tall structure will contain a mix of rentals and condominiums, totaling 500. Standing apart from the nearby towers next to the Williamsburg Bridge and in the Greenpoint Landing development, the Greenpoint recently saw its construction elevator taken down and work on its glass envelope essentially completed. Residents will have 30,000 square feet of amenities, including co-working space and a yoga studio, a landscaped garden on the rooftop, and large open patios. Completion in the latter part of this year is possible.
For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@ElevatorWorld.com.